European Parliament chooses abortion activists as finalists for Human Rights Award. By Thomas D. Williams, PhD, on October 19, 2023. The European Parliament, EP, has chosen among its finalists for the prestigious Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought three women fighting for a free, safe and legal abortion, including Planned Parenthood abortionist Colleen McNicholas. The three abortion advocates on the EP shortlist are Justyna Wydrzyńska, a member of Poland's Abortion Dream Team, Morena Herrera, a feminist and abortion activist in El Salvador, and Colleen McNicholas, chief medical officer for Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region. According to a fawning profile in women's fashion magazine Marie Claire, McNicholas zigzags across the Midwest to provide abortions, and by the end of an 8-hour workday, she will have terminated 31 pregnancies. Part of the problem with being so committed and feeling so passionate about an issue is that it's hard to say no, McNicholas said. It's hard to say, I can't do that, because that means somebody is going without care. And what that means is, they're probably going to have a baby they don't want. So ultimately, I end up saying, I can do one more day or I can go one more place, she added. The European Parliament describes McNicholas as an American obstetrician gynecologist with a strong track record of high-quality patient care and impactful reproductive health advocacy, which makes her a strong candidate for the annual Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought, which goes to individuals and organizations defending human rights and fundamental freedoms since 1988. Along with the abortion triad, the EP is considering Gina Masamini and the Woman, Life and Freedom Movement in Iran, as well as Vilma Nunez de Escorcia and Bishop Rolando José Álvarez Lagos of Nicaragua. MEPs on the Foreign Affairs and Development Committees made their selection of finalists on Thursday, October 12, in a joint vote. The European Parliament's Conference of Presidents will select the winning laureate on Thursday, October 19, and the winner will receive the prize at a ceremony in the European Parliament's hemicycle in Strasbourg on December 13. Follow at Williams Rome.